Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Touchdown!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Antonio Higgs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. And if you don't five-star rate, then you're a hater. All right, so today I would like to introduce the new podcast family, Claire Gore and Trion McFarlane. As y'all know, we had Damaya and AJ, but their classes switched, so we got new hosts up here. So I would like to introduce Claire. So.
I'm glad to be here.
So what grade are you in?
12th.
That's what's up. Oh, so you big senior, huh?
I am.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Did you play any sports?
I used to play volleyball. Played for 3 years.
Why you stopped playing?
I just stopped my senior year so I could focus on applying to colleges.
Was you, like, trash at it or? I need to know. I mean,
I would not like to say I was trash.
But you just, like, it just wasn't your cup of tea?
No.
Yeah, I feel you. And Trion McFarlane, so tell me about yourself. Like, what sports do you play now? So.
Play all three, baseball, football, and basketball.
Oh, okay. Multi-sport. Okay.
Yeah.
So what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
That's what's up. So, how was your weekend?
It was fun. It was chill.
What you mean, fun and chill? Like, what you been doing?
Nothing really. Basketball. Practice. Yeah. Then, staying at home, chilling. So, not much to do.
That was a good game against Wilson. Thanks. I ain't gonna lie. That's a good game. What about you, Claire? How was your weekend?
Good.
That's what's up. I saw you last weekend. I can't say where, but I saw you.
Yeah, you did.
Saw you too.
Yeah, my week was good. Hung out with a couple of friends. Watched Alabama take that L. But yeah, it was a good weekend overall.
Dang, it's crazy. I was going with Alabama too, bro. So.
And now it's time for the Red Fox Week in Review, brought to you by Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center. From routine checkups to complex state-of-the-art surgery, Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center wants to be your health care provider of choice.
And now it's time for boys basketball.
This past Tuesday, the boys basketball team played Wilson at home, making this their fourth region game. The boys played well on both defense and offense. Foxes taking another win with an ending score of 67-47. The player of the game was Jamari Briggs with 23 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 steal. Come out and support the boys this Friday at home as they play the Darlington Falcons.
And now time for girls basketball. Last week, the girls' basketball team played South Florence at the home of the Red Foxes for a region game. The girls played well on defense but couldn't execute on offense, leaving the score 54-49, South Florence with the win. The player of the game was Kenan Dawson with 9 points, 3 steals, and 4 rebounds. This week, the girls will be on the road to play the Darlington Falcons. Good luck, Lady Foxes.
And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
And now for the Red Fox Guest of the Week, brought you to by the Alleyway Printing. At the Alleyway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call, email us to get started.
Today, we would like to introduce to the podcast the assistant principal, Mr. Lenore.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Everything is good. Good, smooth day. No problems. Everybody doing what they need to do. Moving around the campus the right way. All is good.
How you think this semester finna go? You think it's finna be chill or?
I think you know, we had a tough time that first semester, but I think all of our students are vetted now. Our juniors and seniors, they kind of knew what the deal was. The freshman and sophomore, they had to kind of get acquainted to the rules and the expectations, and we've kind of, we're good. We're good now. I think we're getting ready to have a fantastic semester. We're starting the semester off with great athletics, and as I mentioned before, everybody's doing their part. So I say one thing all the time: know your role, do your job. Everybody, all students know their role. Come to school, do what you're supposed to do. Everybody seems to be trying to do that, and I think it's been a good start so far.
That's good. So we got some icebreaker questions we're going to start you off with. And, so the first one is, who is your favorite baseball team?
Oh, man. So my favorite team is, I got to go with the Braves just because I'm here in the South, but I'm a huge Barry Bonds fan. So just growing up, San Francisco Giants, Pittsburgh Pirates, that was who I rock with.
That's good teams. I thought you was going to say Braves because you a bandwagon or something. But
No bandwagon guy here.
So what's the best book you ever read?
Man,
I know you got some good ones.
I do. I got two. The best book that I've actually read, To Kill a Mockingbird. The best book I've ever heard on audio is called Born a Crime, and that's by Trevor Noah, the guy who hosts. He has a Comedy Central show. Amazing story about how he grew up in the apartheid South Africa and how race was a big dividing part in his growing up. So hearing his experience and listening to it from just an American perspective is very unique.
Have you ever been told you look like someone famous? And if so, who is it?
David Banner.
Yeah. I've been hearing that around school.
Y'all boy too young to know who that is, but you know, David Banner used to rock hard back in probably early 2000s. So from Mississippi. So everybody say I look like David Banner. Or Lupin. Like Lupin, because I got my hat on, you know what I'm saying? So I like that one. Yeah.
If you can bring back any fashion trend, what would it be?
Ooh. Man, to be really honest, I like the late 30s, early 40s. I know this is going to sound crazy to y'all, but everybody was dressing up then. It was like you dress to the nines everywhere you go. I think it's real powerful for me to see just kids in general dressing nicely, you know, looking the part professionally. And when I see that, and you get a different level of respect, right? And so I think I would like to see that. I think even when you wear those types of clothes, you carry yourself a bit differently. So that being said, I'd like to see something like where guys wear shirts and ties and slacks and jackets all the time, and ladies dress up in dresses and, you know, like real swaggy.
I got a question for you too. So you know how like back then football, they used to wear like the
those leather hats.
Yeah, the leather hats and the I think it was like the little, it was something coats. It was like red. Ms. Zemp got it in her room. It was like some red button up on dress.
Oh, the Letterman jackets and sweaters.
It was like some like a dress. Then you be like,
dress.
Yeah, the overcoats. Do you think like that'll like come back to Hartsville? Cause like, you know, like basketball still got that tradition of like where they, you know, dress up and stuff like that.
So this is so important. One of the first things that Coach English did when he came on staff is he brought all, I don't know if it was the first year, maybe it was the second year, he brought all the guys a red blazer for game days. And listen, when I used to see those guys walk around this campus with that red blazer, it made me, I had to shake their hand and, you know, bow to them and, you know, but I think, again, I like that. That's me. I'm probably a merge between old school and new school. But I like that trend. I think that looks good on our athletes. I would like to see that more often. You know, we came from a time where on game day, we wore, you could not, you hear me? You had to wear a dress shirt and a tie and some slacks. That was the expectation. And so, I like to see that. I like to see my athletes when coach brought those kids into the gym and they came in with those red jackets on and khaki pants on, and people, you stop what you are doing to take a look. And I think that's what we deserve. We're that type of school. We're the best in the PD, and that type of dress affirms that.
If you were famous, what would you be famous for?
I got jokes, man. Yeah, I got jokes.
So comedian?
Yeah, I'm a comedian. Or maybe a farmer. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, I like a farmer. Recently, I just got into doing chicken houses and stuff like that.
Oh.
A little chicken farm and stuff.
So. Okay. That's dope, man.
I like it a little bit.
That's what's up.
So you have to sing karaoke. What song would you pick?
Oof. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak, I lose all control. That's my jam. Y'all don't even know nothing about that. Yeah, I'm gonna have to sing that. Either that or probably something by Jill Scott, Erykah Badu. I'm sorry, I had to bust out like that's the jam though.
That's what's up. Yeah, now we get into the interview questions.
Where were you originally from?
So originally born in Tuskegee, Alabama. I'll just leave it there. Tuskegee, Alabama.
Do you like Alabama?
So I never really lived in Alabama. I think, the area where my family grew up, it was very similar to Hartsville, way smaller than Hartsville, but still a rural town. And I love it there. Yeah, my family was farmers, and that's really kind of where I got that idea from.
What high school did you attend, and what sports did you play?
Went to Richland Northeast, graduated in 98. I played only varsity baseball. I played some other sports, but basically just varsity baseball all the time.
Did you like baseball?
Loved it. That was it. I thought I was going to probably play varsity basketball in my senior year, but broke my toe. So that would broke my toe two games into the season. So that was it. And straight baseball after that.
Yeah, baseball is a hard sport to play, man. That's all about technique and stuff.
It
like
is
that.
Everything you have to. Part of it is athleticism, but you have to know the game. Yeah. And Tree can attest to that. I mean, he's a fantastic ball player.
Appreciate it. What college did you go to, and how many years did you go there?
Went to Francis Marion my first year out of high school. Transferred to Benedict. I was on baseball scholarship at Francis Marion. Transferred to Benedict on baseball scholarship there and academic scholarship there. Graduated from Benedict, went to University of South Carolina, got my first master's degree in administrative education. A couple years later, went back to the University of South Carolina and got another master's degree in a superintendent level master's of education to run basically a school district. So those are my levels of education. I did start on my doctoral degree, but I think that's going to be it because I'm broke right now.
I got a question though.
Yeah.
Like, how is like the atmosphere in college baseball?
College baseball atmosphere? Well, I think that it's different on different levels, right? And I think a lot of it has to do with programming and just resources. So, in the general sense, I try to tell people this: once you get to the college level, you are pretty much you're deciding that you might become more of a professional in the sense, right? So I'll give you a day what it looked like. My classes might be 8 o'clock. I'd have like 8 o'clock calculus, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, maybe like math analysis. Then 10 o'clock, I might have English 3:47. And then my day was over at 11 o'clock. Then I ate lunch. Then I studied from like probably like 12:30 to 2. And then we did baseball. It was day baseball from like 2 to 7 o'clock every day. Pitchers throw bullpens, go shag balls for outfielders, running, weightlifting, everything. And pretty much you live your life around your teammates, you know what I mean? So kind of in the sense where you guys are athletes here, you hang your crew is your teammates, right? Yeah. Well, that is all you. You are almost like in a fraternity or sorority, and it is based on who is on your team. So the guys that I play baseball with are my brothers. Like, I know their families, their children are like almost like my nieces and nephews. So, you know, we spend Christmases together. We spend Thanksgiving together. We go out of the country together with our families. We've been to Mexico and to the Caribbean. Those, you are going to find brotherhood in the athletics you play in college. And your friendships will continue on throughout the rest of your life. So for me, it was the most rich experience. And being able to do it at a historically black college and university was just even more of an amazing experience.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, next question. What's the best lesson about life that you've learned from a teacher or professor?
Woo.
If you got more than one, it's good.
Man, you get out of it what you put into it. I know that's the best I can say. That was my 10th grade English teacher, Miss Boozer. And she would just tell us, you're going to get out of it what you gonna put in, what you put into it. And basically she's saying, if you go home, you do what you're supposed to do, you study, the grades that you get, the education you get, the reflecting thinking, the abilities that you get, will, they're going to reflect the effort that you gave. So it takes a long time for you to kind of mature and get that into your blood as a part of your mechanism and how you operate. But I quickly realized in high school that if I continue to do well and give my best effort, I was going to benefit greatly. And I did. It was every bit of worth it. But yeah, that's the most important lesson I've learned. You get out of it what you put in.
So what made you want to become an assistant principal?
Man, that's probably real deep. The best way I could tell you is this. I was a fantastic math teacher. Fantastic. I was the best, you know what I mean? And I thought of myself as the best. But I wanted to impact more students. And I think in the classroom setting, you have the ability to reach maybe 75 kids in a semester, maybe 150 kids in a year. But if you can, in the sense, impact how teachers teach and how they engage students, then your impact to the school or to student populations can be much greater. And so what, I'll give you this quick story. I was at a school, C.A. Johnson. It was a predominantly black school in Columbia, South Carolina. And those students were fantastic. Now, statistics would have told us, hey, these students aren't supposed to be successful, right? low income, you know, all of those check boxes, but these kids did amazing things. And I only can say that it was because of good teaching, right? But it was because of the leadership. We had a principal, his name was Dr. Ronald Taylor. This man made everybody in the entire school believe that they were the best. Every teacher, every student, every TA, every cafeteria worker, every custodian believed that they were a part of something that was great, something that they would never see again. And because he believed it, and he used to preach it and talk it all the time, We believed it, and we gave it to those kids, and I'm telling you, they turned out fantastic. And so I saw through that experience the impact of what great leadership can do for a school, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, another thing to touch on that too, I remember my freshman year, I was doing bad, I ain't gonna lie. I was not doing my work, wasn't staying on top of things, and my GPA was low. And you called me in your office one time, and you was talking to me about my grades. And I had on the Alabama hoodie at the time. And you was like, is that your favorite team or whatever? And I was like, yeah. I think you asked me, do I think about going to school there or something like that? And I was like, yeah. And you was like, well, if your grades keep looking like this, then you're not going to get to that college. And I had went home that day, and I was thinking, I was like, damn, if I really don't pick up the slack, I'm not going to be, you know, successful really, because my grades are like, you know, it's slack. So I came in next day and I started picking up the slack and stuff like that. And I just wanted to say, like, you inspired me to do good in school. So my GPA is up. My grades are good now, just a mercy. So,
yeah, well, you know, I think it only takes one person, right, to maybe tap you on your shoulder one day. Sometimes it may make two or three taps, and sometimes it might be 30 or 40 taps, you know what I mean? But I think the point is having people in the school that truly are care and invested in your best interests and where you're going to be in your future. You got those people around you, you're going to be successful if you decide that you want to be successful, because everybody wants to be a part of the story of the kid that does the right things, right? Everybody wants to help that kid, right? But there are tougher situations. And so, you know, sometimes we have to lend ourselves out. But listen, if you doing what you're supposed to do and you are really just a good person, people are going to find a way to help your situation. Again, you are a great student, and that's where I can see it on you. You just make some bad choices. And listen, Ms. Lennard can't act like I wasn't no fool in high school either. I used to get in some trouble, okay? So we make some bad choices, and we're able to be reflective of those situations and be able to share that information with other people and share our paths. And that's really what's important, is for you to grow from that.
What do you love about Hartsville and Hartsville High?
What I love about Hartsville is there is a deep passion here in this community. And I'm not from here. As I mentioned, I'm from Alabama. But, you know, I've been here for 7 years. This is my seventh year. And I'm telling you, there is no better fan than a Hartsville fan. There is no better team than a Hartsville team. There's no better traveling team than a Hartsville team. When I first got here, we were beating the poo out of everybody. And I would be sitting in the stands, and I'd be like, goodness gracious. Where are all these people from? It ain't even this many people living in Hartsville. Yeah. So why all these people at this football game? Or why all these people at this basketball game? People from Hartsville love Hartsville. And so that's what I love about it. Being a part of that is really special. And the other part is Hartsville used to beat the boo-boo out of us when I was in school. And so it's great to be a part of a winning program where you know, it's almost like the expectation is championship or bust. You know what I mean? So when I 6 years in a row, my first 5 years here, we went to the state championship. I didn't know what to do. It just became part of what I expected. So it's great to be a part of that.
What do you do in your free time?
Hunt, fish, and farm. I love hunting, I love fishing, and I enjoy farming, hobby farming.
What you hunt?
Hunt deer. Man, I hunt everything. Deer, rabbit, gators.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite thing to
hunt? He's got through eating gator.
My favorite thing to hunt, I love bird hunting. Dove and duck. Yeah, lots of shots. Not that I hit anything, but at least I get my shot off, right? I'm shooting my shot.
Well, what type of fish you like to?
Bass fishing, crappie fishing, brim fishing. I love fishing. Speckled trout, inshore fishing, redfish, anything. But I love crappie. I love bass.
Yeah, I don't see how y'all do fishing, man. Last time I went fishing, I caught a turtle.
Nah, you gotta know. You gotta go. You gotta get linked up with some people who know what they doing. Get with Coach Boo. That dude know where the spot's at. All right.
Yeah, I got you. So, how do you spend your time with your family when you're not working?
So my girls are big time athletes. They both play soccer. They both do tennis. One does cheer and tumble. The other one does basketball. So I spend, as soon as I leave school, I'm go pick them up from daycare or after school care, and I'm pretty much running them from practice to practice, or, you know, cheer and tumble. And then on the weekends, we like to do ATV riding. So we go out to the hunting property. We might cook out, hang out, ride the ATVs, go fishing out there. We like to do bonfires a lot and just hang out. We just simple folks, man. Nothing special.
What's your biggest fear?
Whew. My biggest fear. I'ma just be real, like leaving my family unexpectedly. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the things you set up for your family, your children, in the event of passing, but sometimes money ain't it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes kids need a dad, and you know, those moments. I want to be able to see my daughters get married or have kids, or, you know, embark on special moments like getting a doctoral degree. You know, I want to be able to see those things. So that's I want to be able to grow old with my kids. That's it.
Sure.
If you had one quote to use for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Know your role, do your job. Know your role, do your job. If you know what you're supposed to be doing, do it. That's it. Everything else will take care of itself.
So what do you want to tell the Hartsville High School community?
For the school community, hey, be a part of the best. We've been being the best. Mr. Lewis brought a quote along: good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest till your good is better.
And your better is
best. And your better is best, right? Sure. And so that's that theory where you always working on self-improvement. And so that being said, that's it. That's it.
And do you have any shout-outs?
Shout out to Hartsville everything. Hartsville bass team, Hartsville basketball, Hartsville softball, Hartsville football. No special shout outs to anybody. Shout out to my mom. She lost her life to COVID. I guess this is the day after Christmas, a year ago. And I'll be honest with you, I'm nobody without her. My dad played a really important role. He's been in my life, but my mama. A special shout out to her, a heavenly shout out. I think about her every moment of every day since I lost her, and just reflective of her lessons and how that's impacted my life. And so a shout out to my moms.
Well, Mr. Lenard, we'd like to thank you for your time.
You can't get right, man.
All right, Mr. Lenard, we'd like to thank you for your time, and we hope to see you sometime in the future.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all having me. And let me say this. I love this platform. I love what y'all doing with it. I love the representation of the group. It's just really dope. So keep it up.
Sir.
And now we'd like to welcome to the show Hartsville High School basketball coach, Coach E.
Yeah. I'm back again.
So, how you feel like you played against Wilson, man? You know, that's a tough game.
Against Wilson, I think our game plan was just to slow him down. We pride ourselves, and Triana tell you, we pride ourselves on making the other team do what they don't want to do. And I think, I don't know how other programs prepare, but Triana tell you, like, we had they plays down to the T. Like, it was like they ran a play and then they looked back and was like, okay, we can't go that way. Yep. And so they had to keep restarting. And he'll tell you the day before, like, we rep that stuff and we tell them exactly how to play it. And so we forced them into having to do things during the game, make adjustments. We want you to make adjustments during the game. We want you to throw your whole game plan out because it's not going to work. And so we do everything. If you're a zone, if you're a team that is used to playing against zones, we're going to man you. Yep. If you're a team that's used to playing against man, we're going to zone you. If you're a team that likes to run, we're not going to let you. If you're a team that likes to play slow, we're going to speed you up. So we just, and we're such a diverse team. And I think that I have been blessed this year with a team that can do that, that can play all different styles of basketball. And I've been lucky.
Well, y'all are like number one now. So do you feel like there's a lot of pressure coming towards y'all, or?
Pressure is for those who are not used to the moment. Yep. Not used to the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing I can say about our team, we lost on the biggest stage. Well, not the biggest stage. We've lost on the stage right before the big stage. So the core of our team is battle tested. Like, we won the game and we walked out the door like, okay, cool, thank you, on to the next. Because we pride ourselves on the ultimate, because we got to win the lower state and then we're going to win the state championship. That's always been our goal. These day-to-day games, these are just steps. We're just putting one foot in front of the other. So when you look at it and you go, man, they don't really get excited, because if you watch us play, we might celebrate a little bit, yeah, but they ain't no real jumping up and down and hopping around and all. No, because like I told them in practice yesterday, my question was, what did we accomplish yesterday? And everybody had all these different answers. We you know, we're number one in the region now. We're this, we're that, we're this, we're that. And my answer was, we didn't accomplish anything. Yep. And you know this, Antonio, and anybody, you know, if you don't make it to the state championship of football, y'all season is a failure. Because it's the expectation. Yeah. So by us making the lower state last year, the expectation is at least the lower state. So we took a step towards that, but we didn't accomplish what we have come to accomplish. So we just try to keep that focus always in its way.
But my thing is, with us being number one region, I like when the target's on our back, because everybody's coming, they want a piece of us. Like, I like the challenge.
And me too. And I like, see, like, I, okay. It, when Mike Tyson was fighting, right, everybody was like, you know, you walk in there, you're going to get knocked out. Yeah. Everybody's afraid of Mike Tyson. People don't think we Mike Tyson. People think we Floyd Mayweather. Ain't nobody afraid of Floyd Mayweather, but what Floyd Mayweather going to do? He going to win the game. He going to win the fight. He ain't going to knock you out, but he going to win the fight. So I have embraced that for us. You know, please don't be scared of us. Please don't be scared. Walk in here and take all these punches, and we're going to block, and we're going to block, and we're going to weigh you down, and we're going to weigh you down, and we're going to weigh you down. Next thing you know, you're going to look up, and you done got 20 balls, and you don't know how you got here, because you just thought you was going to come in here and do whatever. We have a saying before the game. And it is, they disrespected us, and the boys shout back by showing up. Because my thing is, if you show up, that means you think you can win. That's disrespectful. You're just being disrespectful. Yep. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you know that you're disrespectful, and we're going to handle our business. Now, are we the best team in the state? I don't know. I do know right now, we're coming off of a win. We got a big game tomorrow night. We got to get focused. We got to stay focused because I think that's the one thing we've been able to do. So I love the target on our back, but with the target, with great, great power comes great responsibility. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we have the responsibility because now we're expected to win every night. Yeah. See, if we'd have lost to Wilson another night, everybody'd be like, ah, okay, it's, you know, yeah. Okay.
I got another question too. How you feel about the student session, man? Listen, I remember I brought one to Brooklyn Casey, and I brought one to my.
Let me tell you something, man. I love what y'all are doing with the student section. Please, basketball games have not been like this since I've been here. This is the first year it's been like this. Like I told you a couple weeks ago on the show, I was like, man, I turned around at the Marlboro County game. I was like, oh, there they go right there. Yeah,
we had a small little group, but we was loud, so, man.
Every game, it's been lit. It's been huge. Like, I have been enjoying you guys at the game to look over under our basket at the end of the game and we get a dunk or whatever it is, and we're going down to that side and to see you guys just jump up and run towards the baseline, and when the other teams are shooting free throws and y'all back there talking that trash, like, I just, that's what a basketball, that's the environment I come from. I started at Denmark Ola High School, they hadn't won a game in I think 5 years, and so by the time my last year there, we were 21-2, number one in the state, and literally there was a line outside after it had hit capacity. So people were literally standing up on the sidelines. Yeah. And so to come from that and then to come here to barely anybody in the stands, cheerleaders, we ain't even had cheerleaders my first year. Like, we had one cheerleader show up my second year. Dang. So to go from that to where we are now, that student section is just building and building. Now we got a DJ every game now. Yep. We didn't have that before. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ Phenom. Appreciate you coming through. He ain't gonna be here Friday, which sucks. But at the end of the day, the environment, people are coming to the game to watch the game now. It's not a fashion show. Mm-hmm. People aren't walking around. They're actually sitting down, enjoying the game. They're a part of the atmosphere. Yeah. And trying to tell you, man, it's something about the crowd getting behind you when you on that floor. See, I think football and a lot of other sports, you can't feel the crowd like you can in a basketball game. You kind of can't see them. You can't because you're in a helmet and all of that stuff. Yeah. And even with baseball, it's not a rowdy kind of game. It's not a rowdy game. It's supposed to be a game of finesse and intricacy. So nobody's really yelling or screaming. Mm-hmm. Man, shoot, that basketball court, when that thing is fire and them fans is lit, them boys be hyped. Like, y'all get them ready. Y'all get them ready. And for them, you can see the energy just flowing.
Yeah.
Like, Zaki. Zaki ain't never, the stuff he doing now, like, he laid up on that. He go to and one on the kid and then flexed over the top of him. It's like, that ain't him.
I ain't never seen Zaki.
But that come from y'all. DeAndre making a play and then he go and stand in front of y'all. Like, that is something that has to be in the game. And I really appreciate the student section. Please keep coming. I think the next student game is going to be the one against Myrtle Beach on the 28th. I think we got two more coming up: South Florence and then the one against Myrtle Beach.
All right, that should be two good games.
Yeah, so we can go.
Got a question?
Okay. Well, I don't know too much about basketball, but I'm gonna ask like a straightforward question.
Yeah.
What would be your biggest motive for being a coach, or your favorite thing about being a coach?
Like Mr. Leonard, who was just on. He said he wanted to make the biggest impact on kids. I became a teacher and a coach because I wanted to impact kids. And in my life and all the mistakes I made, I bring value to my players' lives. And I want them to be so great that that's what drives me every day that I come. Like, okay, prime example with Treon, okay? I've been begging this boy to play basketball for forever. I've been begging his older brother to play basketball. They're begging because they just really good athletes. I think they could be really good in baseball, in basketball. But you see, the thing about me as a coach is I have to understand him. Treon's a baseball player. That's what he is. He's already committed. That's what he's going to do. I always say that's where his bread is buttered. That's where he's going to make his money. Who am I as a basketball coach to say his sport is less than mine?
It would
because
be right.
It's in season. Yeah. yeah, no, you gotta do, because you're playing basketball, you can't do nothing with baseball. No. Yeah. He called me the other day, hey coach, they got a, his dad called me, said, hey coach, baseball has a workout. We got a game Saturday night. Can he go to the workout in the morning? Yeah, go ahead. What is he missing, really?
Yeah.
You know, because that's where his bread is buttered. And by playing basketball, it is taken away from his workout time with baseball. It is. It's a fact. But I pride myself on seeing the whole kid and not what he could do for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the fact that he sees that I'm riding for him on the court, guess what my kid's going to do for me?
Right behind you.
They going to ride for me because they know I got them. And I got their best interest at heart. And I don't care because I don't make it about me at all. Mm-hmm. There's no point at any point that Treon, any basketball player, could tell you Coach English just came in and made it about himself. Not one time. And that's because I just want to see every single kid succeed. And that's why I coach. I could care less about a state championship because the state championship's for them. They're going to go off in their life, right? You only get 4 years to do it. You only get 4 years to make a memory out of your life, to cement yourself and have a ring to walk around with. You only get 4 years. I got the next 50 if I decide to coach that long. I'm assuming at some point I'll get to one of them. Yeah. You know? But they only have 4 years. So how could I sit there and make it about me? So what I have to do is I have to put them in the best position to win past high school. So that's why I'm on them about their grades. That's why I let them know, hey, man, you messing up here, 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 and here.
Yeah.
So we need to change your schedule to do this, 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 and this. Because the fact of the matter is, as much as I love Hartsville, I swear I do, love it to death, this is not the apex of the world. You students have to be able to, and I hope that we have more students listening to the show now, especially student-athletes. You have to understand that after these 4 years is up, you are an adult. And everything you decide, there's no fallback, there's no nothing. So I need to prepare these guys, the guys that I come in contact with, the students that I come in contact with, because they just had me as a teacher, and you know how hard I am on them about being great. Be great at what you do. And just do that. So the pleasure I get from coaching is every time I see a kid sign. And I've had, since being in Hartsville, every year I've had senior sign to go off to college. I don't care whether it was a JUCO in California or Carolina or Xavier or Jamari's going to sign soon. Cam's going to be signed. Zaki's going to be signing soon. Tristan just signed. Yeah. You know, do we have a state championship? No. But they're set up for life because they're going, they got free educations that some people have to pay for. Yeah. So for me, I coach because I want to impact young men on a level in which they see me living my life in a way that is pleasant and it is fun. And like, I'm a single dad. I take care of my two boys. Triana, you'll never see me without my two boys.
Just at the games, when he's running around, their hands on fire.
Like, he come in, my little one comes in a timeout. Yeah. Daddy, can you do it? Man, I got a game. Can you go over there? You know, but real question, how many men are taking care of their kids to the point where their kids live with them full time? Not to get too much into my personal business, but their mom is a, maybe they'll go, maybe they don't.
Yeah.
But I have them full time all the time. So they're seeing a man who takes care of his kids. So guess what they should do if they're learning anything from me? Is be young men who, when, if they are blessed to have children, take care of their kids and be in their lives. You know, and so that's why I became a coach. Like, I became a coach because I wanted to impact men, young men's lives, to be greater and be better than anything I was ever taught to do. Because what I'm doing now, I learned on my own through trial and error. You know, so I just want to make sure that that's what they do. So that's a good question. We were supposed to talk about basketball, but that's fine.
That was about basketball.
No. It's cool. It's cool. I think anytime I get a chance to impart some kind of knowledge on people, I do not mind. But those guys, my basketball players, my students mean a lot to me. And I go home and, like somebody said, man, you can't. It was after the Wilson game. I said, man, you can't even enjoy the win. I said, no, I got to go get ready for Darlington. I'm going to go home. I told them, hey, enjoy it for 24 hours, but it's on to the next one. And then for my students, I go home and then I grade. And then I, you know, and Zadeja tell you, I'm rude to them at times. Because, you know, the world is a cold place. It's cold. And if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you really gonna find out how cold it is. So you gotta ride for yourself. Jadakiss got a rhyme that says, as long as I say I'm my own, as long as I'm my biggest fan, I don't need nobody else. I'm my biggest fan. Yeah. Mr. Leonard, as he said it, he said, what? I was the best math teacher ever. He's his biggest fan. So I need you guys to just ride for yourself. And that's it. And that's our ball talk for today.
Sure. Well, before you even go, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah, man. Shouts out to the team, man. Shouts out to the student section. I definitely got to shout y'all out. And shouts out to the team. We're rolling right now. We're on a 3-game winning streak. And we just got to keep playing good, solid team basketball.
What about you, Treon?
Shout out y'all having me here. Coach E, appreciate you. The team, student section. That's it, really.
What about you, Claire?
Shout out to Antonio for putting me on this podcast.
I would like to say shout out this class, shout out Coach E, shout out the whole student section, man, for riding behind my team. Well, these school teams back, you know, and yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Claire Gore,
Treon McFarland,
and we're out. Boom! We'll be right back.